Simmons went to conduct a hearing?
I haven't.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as the lead for your hearing at this time, so just hang on to the phone, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How you doing? How are you?
Same to you, sir. Thank you. So you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency College. Would you please state your full name and your AEC number for us for the record?
Okay, my name is Jeff. My number is 50. My number is 237-525.
Okay, Mr. Sisley. Hold on one moment.
Just let me have the cover here, if you don't mind. Thank you. I'll find it. Thank you.
Mr. Sisley, prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and you signed a notification that informed you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm going to represent myself today, sir.
Okay, so also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby, sir. I think you can see Mr. Westby up on the screen now.
Good morning.
Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Sinesley, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm questioning, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report to the Penal Reentry Center on or about July 2nd, 2018, as verbally written directed on June 29, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. You just stand by, I just need to do some paperwork real quick.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, I am going to move the finding based on the admission of Mr. Sisnick. I'm going to move the finding that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so what the board is going to do, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. We're in phase two. The board will make a determination, as I previously stated, to either revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Well, I'm going to go over some information with you in your warrant, sir. Give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board and see if the board has any additional questions, okay?
Yes,
sir. Mr. Westby.
On February 16, 2018, Mr. Sisney was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 7, 2018 by Erith County Sheriff's Office in Texas on a new felony charge of terroristic threats against a peace officer and a misdemeanor charge of false reporting and a misdemeanor charge of public intoxication. He was back in DOC custody on October 25, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of June 17, 2019, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2008, aggravated assault, 2 counts, each for 5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is their first term in DOC. CUIR score 5.5, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the West Side Bloods criminal street gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. He His disciplinary violations are significant with alcohol, disorderly conduct, criminal damage, threats, violence, weapons, and staff assault noted. Other arrests, 2002, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2002, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G3B5. I view staff's charges from Maria Gomez dated December 10th, 2018 that states the felony charge was dismissed on September 27th, 2018 with time served for misdemeanor charges, 3 months, 17 days.
So that's, I just, he was arrested in Texas, but he didn't have any abscondes?
Yes, apparently, let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and verify that, because that's the same thing.
May I address the court, please?
Just one moment, sir.
Let's see here. The absconder warrant was requested on 10/31, and they found out he was already in custody, so apparently that's... Yes, that's why there was no absconder days present, was because of the fact that he was already in custody at the time the warrant was issued. We just didn't have no, the PO had no knowledge yet at the time.
So it was issued on 10/31, you said? I'm just trying to understand. If it was issued on 10/31 and the violation was back in July.
Yeah, why did you get absconded? Right?
Yeah, but I mean, it took a long time before they even issued a warrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, it's just shown here on our release violator screen that the tech warrant was requested at the same time that they were notified. So basically, the warrant was issued on July 9th. He left the state, went to Texas. We were notified that he was arrested. And because he was in custody, his whereabouts were known because he was in the Aerith County Jail. So therefore, he was not. There was no abscondes when they are in custody.
Okay, so I'm gonna go over some information with you, Mr. Sisney. It looks like that while when you were put on supervision, you had an address at 303 West Wilson Avenue in Coolidge, Arizona. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Whose address was that? Who lived there?
That's my sister's address.
That's your sister's address? Okay.
I have that address and I still have my job.
Okay. So where were you working at, sir? What kind of job did you have?
I was working construction site. Construction for Phil's construction site right there in Pinal County. In the Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, and I put on my files and I was checking in randomly, but my father had passed away and that's why I'm extending and going out that way.
Okay, it looks like that you were assigned UAs to take UAs at task, and that you had a UA on March 9th and one on March 26th that was negative. And then the one that you have for April 23rd, you failed to take the UA. What happened?
The situation, I took the UA, I went in, I came in, I took the UA. At the same time, the officer, and I spent full responsibility of my actions, but the officer was like, well, I got too much on my case, they won't send me back to Tucson. And I had really bad ADHD, and I take medication, and I was telling him, and he was thinking at that time I was going back to therapy, which I wasn't. I dropped every team UA. I don't even have a dirty UA here in prison, not my whole time. And he was like, well, I watched my case, though. And he did a mouse swap, and he came out clean. And there was another individual there, too, that did the same thing. And he was like, well, I'm prosecutor sent you back to Tucson. I was like, I understand it. And at the same time, I was like, well, my father just said I need to go to Texas. But they gave me permission to go to California because my girlfriend just had a baby. And at the same time, I told him I'll come back. And he was like, well, I think that this, it wasn't even a year in UA sample, but it was a mouth swab. He was like, you're clean on this, but it's saying that you're dirty with a UA. And I was like, that's impossible. How am I clean for a mouth swab and not a UA? He was like, well, I'm going to get you in a rehab center to get you help. I said, I'm not a drug addict. I don't do drugs. And he was like, well, it really seems like you need some help. And I was like, well, if that's the case, what you want me to do? I accept the full responsibility and I accept my actions.
Okay, so it does show that, or they said that you had admitted to using methamphetamine to your POs. That's not true.
No, because I never dropped a dirty way, even in prison. And I've been in prison 10 years, and there's not even no record of me doing methamphetamine or me even doing drugs in here. And I don't do drugs in the streets. I was working at UAE for my job, and I still have my job.
All right, well, there's indication in here that you admitted to using methamphetamine to your parole officer, but that's not. So, sir, you said you went to Texas because your father passed?
Yes, my father passed, and my cousin Jennifer, she was in the hospital for cirrhosis of the liver. And right now, my sister's in the hospital for cirrhosis of the liver, and she's dying of diabetes. And that's due to my cirrhosis, and I was helping my sister take care of her kids. Because her husband left her, and I was sitting there helping my family.
So you said that the parole officer gave you permission to go to California to see your girlfriend who was pregnant, but you didn't get permission from your parole officer to go to Texas, did you?
I asked him. I didn't let my dad see my dad's on his deathbed. When I come back from California, is it okay? Because I paid the money to go to California. I said, when I come back, I'm going to stop through Texas. And he knows that I was going to stop through Texas on my way back.
Okay, but he didn't give you...
I talked to him about that situation. He didn't talk to my family in Texas.
But he didn't give you permission to go to Texas, did he?
No, sir. Okay. I'm wrong, and I accept that responsibility.
All right. So, sir, what happened when you... How did you come in contact with the police in Texas and get arrested? What happened?
Oh, well, no. See, what happened is we got pulled over, and the cop at the time, I got out of the car, and he found my name, and I gave him my real name, and he said I was lying on my real name, but they checked the body cam, and they found out that I was telling the truth. So the cop said, you're lying about your name. I said, no, my name's Jeff Cindy. I don't have an ID on me. So he goes, I feel like you're lying to me about this whole situation. And I said, I'll be honest with you, I had a few beers because my dad just passed away, and I was like, you know what? And then I admit that I did lie to him after that, and I said, well, if you're not going to believe me, I don't know what to tell you. And when they ran my fingerprints, they found out who I was, and they dropped that charge. Well, the terroristic threat, I said, I got a phone in my pocket. I said, it's not a gun. And the cop grabbed me and slammed me against the van. And I said, no, it's not a gun. I said, if it was a gun, you would have shot me. And he goes, what are you doing out here? And I said, well, my father just passed away. And at the same time, that officer said, oh, I know your father. And the whole thing came out on video cam that they dropped the charges. That I'm not guilty for the charges.
Well, it looks like they have settled. The felony was dismissed, but you wind up doing some time for the misdemeanor charges that you actually had. I think is it 3 months, 17 days or something you did?
No, they gave me back time. They told me when I was there, I signed papers saying that they dropped all charges.
Okay, well, that's not the information that we have. So let me see, sir, if the board has any additional questions for you.
Sir,
Mr. Westby.
I do have some additional information to provide to the board. Regarding the travel permit here, looking at the corona notes from the PO, there's an entry here in March 1st, 2018, said defender called in saying girlfriend was having problems in California, wanted to visit her and bring her back to California. I told this is from the PO with Stephen Smith. I told the defender that he'd been long enough and had no track record for me to recommend him for a travel permit. I told the offender that he could not leave the state of Arizona without promotion, aka a travel permit, so he was never given permission to leave the state. And as far as the UA, the swab, and his admitted meth use, there's a parole entry on June 29th, 2018 from parole supervisor Lamb. Dave was offenderized at the Pinell Regional Parole Office, seemed very active while in the waiting area, so he was called to my office to see if everything was okay. He states all is good, he had a new waiting outside for him. Due to the offender being very active, I asked him if he had been tested for illegal substances. The offender states he had been tested last month and was clean. Task was checked and showed the last time he was tested was at the end of March 2018. This officer asked the offender if he was tested today, would he be clean, and also to consider and be careful with his answer. Stating to be clean is no illegal substances, but in reality, using is avoiding the issue problem which may be present. This officer pulled out an oral test and again reminded the offender to be truthful, at which time the offender admitted to having used methamphetamines, quote, maybe a week ago, end quote. The offender was tested for your oral swab, at which time it was explained to him that he would not be arrested, but that something would have to be done in order to address his drug use. A call was placed to Judge Roman at the PRC, and it was agreed upon to get the offender back to Tucson for a 30-day program. His sanctions and intervention. He attempted to bargain, plea, stating his girlfriend was going to be mad at him and that his children would miss him. The offender understood, though, that a 30-day program addressing his issues is easier than another year in prison, which could be the other choice. The offender understood and signed conditions stating that he needed to report to the Penal Reentry Center on Monday by 2 p.m. and enter the program. The offender is afraid he'll get arrested and has to assure multiple times that he will not be arrested as long as he shows that he wants to participate and actually does participate in the program. The information was sent to Senior Parole Officer Judge Jerome for his referral.
Okay, thank you. Did you hear that, sir? Did you assist me? Okay, so you didn't have permission to go to California.
I paid the $200 to go to California. They introduced the judge at Tucson, Arizona. He's the one that gave me permission. He goes, "Sissy, I'm going to give you permission, but you've got to come back." And at that time, I did state that, you know what, my dad's sick in the hospital. Is it okay if I go to Texas? He never said no at that moment. He was like, "Just make sure you're back." Yeah. And the whole situation, we being a meth user, I'm not a meth user. I never dropped a jury away. I have really bad ADHD. I have really bad SMI problems. I have really bad side problems since I was a kid. I've been devastated. I've been through a lot of stuff. Just like the last 10 years, my mom, my grandma, my sister, my aunt, they all passed away from cancer. And my grandma died from diabetes. And at the same time, I never really had a good rapport with my father. And at the time I went, my girlfriend was sick. She got a gallstone removed, and then she had a baby. So I just wanted to see my father because I didn't know him. And when I went over there, he was already on his deathbed. And all I could ask is, if you just give me a chance, I'll do any telegrams. I'll do anything you need me to do to show you that I could accomplish what I'm supposed to.
Okay, so I'm asking. Okay, Mr. Sesney, the board's going to go into discussion. So when we go into discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion, sir. And we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Okay, but I said one thing before you do?
Yes, sir.
I've been doing this since I was a kid, and I accept the full responsibility of my actions. When you do negative things, you get negative results. But I haven't been home in 10 years since I was a kid, and I never had a Christmas. This would be my first Christmas with my family. I know it's the holidays, and I know you guys are busy, but at the same time, I got a sister that's dying from cirrhosis of the liver and diabetes. I just want to be there for her before she passed away. I got a cousin in the hospital in Texas. My aunt just got a throat cancer. All I'm asking you is just to have sympathy on me. Just give me a chance. Whatever programs you need to do, I'll go to the rehab center. I'll go to SACREC. Whatever you need to do. I had two jobs when I was out there. I was taking care of my kids and my family. All I'm asking you is just give me a chance, please. And I'll do anything you guys need me to do to show you that I can accomplish doing right. Because if you live this life, I don't want to live this life no more. I wasn't out there selling drugs. I wasn't out there carrying a gun. I didn't come back on new charges. All I'm saying is, I just need a chance, please. If you can find your heart to give me a chance, I won't fail you so I can succeed in life.
Okay. Please. Thank you, sir. So the board's going to be in discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, again, like I asked you, I need you to remain on the line. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
The board's now going into discussion. This is, Mr. Sesney has been on parole. He looks like his parole officer was trying to work with him and put him in a program. There is a report that we have that he admitted to using methamphetamine to the parole officer. However, he stated that he hasn't, and he stated that he had made that statement to the parole officer. However, he did abscond, and he did go to California without a travel permit from his parole officer, and then he actually went to Texas and without a travel permit from the officer. He said that his father was on his deathbed, and that's why he went to Texas. However, he wound up in more trouble in Texas, getting arrested and stopped by the police department in Texas, where he was arrested for terroristic threats along with some other misdemeanor charges. And he wound up doing 3 months and 17 days incarcerated in Texas. As a result of those, his involvement with the PD there and in Texas, I think based on the information that we have, based that he did leave the state in two separate states without the permission of his parole officer and without a travel permit, as well as according to his parole officer, he has admitted to using methamphetamines, and he refused to go to the program that the parole officer actually sent him to. I just don't see Mr. Sisness being placed back on community supervision. However, that's my opinion at this time. I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sisness, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Agreed. By myself. Second. Ms. Redhouse. Agreed. Mr. Thomas. Mr. Kim. Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Sisness. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You will be released on June 17th of 2019. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any parole or any community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely unless you get into some other crimes. We do want to wish you the best of luck, sir. We want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity, Mr. Sisness, for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Sir, would you please put the CO3 back on the line?
All right.